Welcome back to 5 Myths in 5 Days. My name is Boris and I'm a Monash Youth Ambassador. Joining us today is Dr. Glenn Melvin, who is a youth mental health expert and is here to discuss the myth stress is purely negative. How are you, Dr. Melvin?
I'm very well, Boris. I'm very pleased to be here today talking to you.
Thank you for joining us. The first question I would like to ask is, why is stress important in our lives?
It's a good question. Well, stress is a really very much a normal experience. And we need some stress in our lives to get us moving, to get us motivated, get us off the couch and paying our phone bill or getting our homework done. So we need an amount of sort of stress. And sometimes we describe this on what's called an upside down U-shaped curve. So it looks a bit like a hill. And when we're sort of in the middle of that hill, at the top of the hill, we perform our best with this sort of moderate sort of level of stress. And we have too much stress that can sort of impact upon us and we can shut down a bit or we can experience some symptoms such as poor sleep or difficulty concentrating, for example. And this stress response is very ancient, it's automatic, and it's kind of built in. And sometimes it's described as the flight or fight response, something that occurs when we have too much stress. And it fires up when we get a sense of threat in our lives. So it gets triggered when we're being chased by a dog. And you can imagine the taking flight bit is really appropriate there if there's a dog nipping at our heels. But this same stress response, if we're feeling really stressed in an exam, the same thing happens. Our body responds in the same way and we can feel tummy aches. Our body is responding in a way to help us escape. So all our energy is going to our muscles. That's why we can feel a bit jittery or wound up. Our lungs are getting ready to run. We're sort of in survival mode and we're not very good at problem solving. So this is why it's hard to concentrate and do academic stuff when we're feeling sort of stressed. So we need this response. We still need to escape from dogs that are chasing us, you know, or if we step out onto a road and there's a car coming, we need to jump out of the way really quickly. And we, you know, do that and we can feel our heart beating really sort of strongly as part of this sort of stress response. So it's not always helpful when we're sitting down in an exam hall to feel this way. And to that end, we need to find ways to dampen it down. So to summarize, we need some stress to get us moving. We need some of that sort of in our lives. But when it gets too much, it's not too helpful for us when we're studying.
Yeah, I think it's a fine balance between having a little bit of stress and having too much stress.
Absolutely.
So the next question is, with the lockdowns that have occurred over the last 2 years, young people may have found it hard to stay motivated and have things to look forward to. So what advice would you give for young people to incorporate positive stress in their lives?
Certainly has been a tough couple of years. No one can doubt that. I think it's realistic to think that we're going to run into stressful events in our life. I think then need to recognize when we are feeling stressed and how we can bring those levels of stress sort of down so we can still cope and we can concentrate and we can succeed. And when we're in that sort of zone, we're thinking often of stresses as a challenge to overcome rather than something that will kind of overwhelm us. One of the other things that I think is important is being reflective. When we approach a stressful kind of situation or event, to think about what might I need to be able to manage with this sort of situation? How am I going to get through this? What's my plan there? And then after the event has happened, you know, the exams have passed, what can I learn from this? What did I do well? What helped me cope? And what might I manage better next time? So this way we're sort of learning from our experience, thinking about what new skills do I need to develop. This reflective habit can help us to develop our skills in managing stressful sort of events.
I think that learning to manage stress is something that comes with experience and something that you have to experience firsthand to learn. Okay, so with the exams coming up, more young people may feel increasingly stressed out. So for those who may be experiencing acute or chronic stress, what advice or coping mechanisms would you recommend for those people?
That's a good question, Boris. I think the first step is to notice signs of stress. It might be poor concentration, trouble sleeping, feeling wound up, feeling irritable or easily kind of annoyed, getting headaches, noticing these signs early and getting onto it with some strategies. And part of those strategies are around avoiding overstudying or doing too much study without breaks. We often need to take breaks to recharge. Get some exercise, whatever that might be, and whether that's bouncing on that old trampoline in the yard or going for a run around the block or taking the dog for a walk or doing some yoga or whatever it might be. We know that exercise is associated with better management of stress and clearer thinking as well. So a lot of benefits to incorporating some exercise, particularly in stressful times. Eating well. We know that the mind and the body are linked. And if we keep up with good nutrition, our brains can do a better job of fighting off the effects of stress. I think planning out your time as well, thinking about, well, what are my goals? What do I want to achieve today and there? Plans can bring a sense of control. When we have a sense of control over a situation, we tend to feel less stressed. Spending some time with friends, particularly perhaps friends who you find more relaxing rather than friends who might amp your stress up, thinking about connecting with people is important. And then there might be other things you can do that more directly reduce the effects of stress. It might be about doing a relaxation sort of exercise, maybe a mindfulness meditation. There's apps around that can help with this, such as the Smiling Mind app. And another one, it's called Breathe. Maybe doing a yoga class from YouTube or, as I said, some exercise. Or engaging in a creative activity that will take your mind off perhaps those things that are creating the stress. I think also sometimes when people are stressed, they can tend to avoid things easier just to push it away. So if that's the case, I think trying to approach the situation that's stressful, the topic or the subject that's perhaps behind some of that stress, maybe start with something that's quite easy or start with a revision exercise before you move into what you have to achieve. Or make a deal with yourself just to do 5 minutes or 10 minutes of that tough subject. And then reassess after those 5 or 10 minutes. Have you got a bit of traction, got a bit of momentum? Maybe you can extend it out to 20 minutes now. So the other point I think that's important to mention is that if stress is getting to be too much, reach out and talk to your teacher, a trusted teacher, a wellbeing staff member at your school or counsellor, or to your local doctor, of course, Monash Youth Services. No one should be suffering stress from stress in silence.
Yeah, thanks for that. That was definitely a lot of coping mechanisms that I'm sure young people will find very useful. Thank you, Dr. Melvin, for sharing knowledge and advice. Yeah, that brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for tuning in to 5 Minutes in 5 Days, and check out at Monash Youth Services to hear more myths debunked with Dr. Melvin.